concept of v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, that Chazal say there's a Zoya that says that reacha in that pasuk can also be referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reacha v'rea avicha al tazoiv, that there's a special kesher of that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a kesher of like a rea, like a very, very close friend. Now we're going to move into an even higher dimension. And I'm saying this up front, and Rav Tober himself says it. These are concepts that we can't really wrap ourselves around it. And we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rayosi, as a spouse. It's very nice to say it, but we are lowly human beings, a little speck on earth compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vast worlds that He's created. In a flick, He turns us off. You know, He keeps us alive. And to say that we're kaviyochel, the spot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not something we can really understand. But I'm going to read what it says. Whatever we can get out of it, we'll get out of it. Perek Vov. The Kesher Shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeBeinenu. The Kesher, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Kesher HaNikro Rayosi. A Kesher, a connection that's referred to as in Shir HaShirim. Rayosi, Tamosi, Rayosi, which is a spouse, right? Yesh revodim amukim b'yoser. As I was saying, they are very, very deep. I don't even know how to translate that word, revodim. Very deep concept, very deep, yes, okay. Abu Sein Zal Omru, in the Mishnah in Yodayim, it says, Ein kol ha'olam kuloi kedai, k'yoyim shenitan boi shir ha'shirin l'Yisrael. Ein kol ha'olam. Again, let's listen to the words here. The whole world, Ein kol ha'olam kuloi kedai, k'yoyim shenitan boi shir ha'shirim l'Yisrael. The day that Shir HaShirim was presented to Yisrael, was given to Yisrael, there's no other day in the world that's as worthy as that day. Shir HaShirim, that kesher, right? Shekol laksuvim koidesh, the Gemara says, all the ksuvim, right, are all begeder koidesh, they're all in the geder of koidesh. V'shir HaShirim kodoshim. Famous Gemara they wanted to bury, they wanted to hide. They wanted to put away Shir HaShirim. Because it was too, we just couldn't get a handle on it. But Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva said, no, this has to stay. This is a safer that has to stay.
Yeah, so is Kohelet.
Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim, if it gets into the wrong hands, it looks like some kind of a no.
What does that mean? It's a holy Zohar.
The Sefer Shir HaShirim is Kodesh HaKadosh. It's in a different getter to all the other Sifrei Ksuvim that we have. In a different getter, the Gemara is about this. It has nafkaminas for Tum of Atara, I think. Yodayim, that's why it's in the Mishnayim Yodayim. It talks about if you touch it, if you don't touch it, Shir HaShirim is in the getter. So look, he says, Kodesh HaKodoshim Kuloi Soid V'roz. The whole Sefer Shir HaShirim is all one big hidden secret. Total. We don't have any tools to really understand it. Tomun V'tsofun, hidden and different kind of hidden. It's just, it's way beyond our comprehension. Kachi gam kudushosoy shel Sefer Shir HaShirim. Sorry, Kodesh HaKodoshim, the Kodesh HaKodoshim in the Beis Hamikdash, is kulo isoyd v'roz, tomun v'tzofun. We have no access to it. We don't know anything. It's totally way beyond us. So too, kachi gam kudushosoy shel Sefer Shir HaShirim. Because the Gemara calls it Kodesh HaKodoshim. There's a big connection between the two. The obvious connection is that Kodoshim is referred to as Cheder HaMitos in Kabbalah. The Kodesh HaKodoshim, we know the Beit HaMikdash is what brought HaKodesh Baruch Hu down to this world, right? And the Kodesh HaKodoshim is referred to as Cheder HaMitos, the place between the Kruvim. I don't know anything about these things. I'm just saying over what I've heard, that the Kodesh HaKodoshim, inside the Kodesh HaKodoshim, is Mokom Denashki Shomayim Va'oretz Adori. Even Ashesia, there's a stone in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Today it's somewhere else, not in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. That stone is called Mokom Denashki Shomayim Va'oretz Adori. It's the place, Tzion, right? Is the Even Ashesia is the place that Shomayim Va'oretz Kaviyochol kiss, the Nashki Shomayim Va'oretz. That's inside of the Kodesh HaKodoshim. I don't know anything about this. Maybe you guys can know something more about it. All I know is that the inside of the Kodesh HaKodoshim was something, it's not accessible to us. We can't go in there. If we go in there, we die on the spot. And even the Kohen, when he went in there on Yom Kippur, if he had one thought that wasn't mechuvan 100% on that day, he would die on the spot. And nobody was allowed to go in to get him out. They had to tie his leg to a rope. He had to get dragged out of there. It's way beyond. It's totally out of our reach. So too, he says, Kach gam kedushaso shel sefer. The level of kedusha of the sefer shir hashirim is again beyond anything we can really grasp. Vehinei besefer ze nimshal hakesher shebein Yisroel avil shebashamayim. The whole sefer is about the amazing kesher between Klal Yisroel and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The kesher shel nisuim, right? It's a moshel. The whole thing is a moshel of the kesher of Klal Yisroel to their father, to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as a kesher shel nisuim, like a kesher of marriage. Kesher ben baal de isha, a kesher between a husband and a wife. Kedarko besefer ze, as has been the way in this sefer, lehoidia chiboson shel Yisroel lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Our mahalach in the sefer has been to show how beloved we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nenase logas ma'at bidvorim nisgovim eili. We're going to try as best as we can with our limited koichos, logat ma'at bidvorim nisgovim eili, to try and scratch the surface of these very high concepts. Ulevarom lefir kenu, to try explain them according to our understanding, our values, our whatever it is. Akurish Baruchu beroiv tuvoi vechastoi, koshar oisonu imoi bekeshe nisui. Akurish Baruchu in his tremendous chesed, he tied us to him, he connected us to him with a kesher of nisuin, with a kesher that's comparable to a marriage. B'matoro l'saber es ha'oizen, in order to make this more palatable, understandable to our ears. Nishtamesh b'moshel, we're gonna use a moshel to try explain this. Netayer la'atzmeinu odom godol. Let's picture a great person, right? Everybody can picture their own great people. Talmid Chochom Neratz, Chaim Kanievsky. Talmid Chochom Neratz, Yosef. Talmid Chochom Neratz, Sheakol Mishchorim Lepischoi. Everybody's like trying to get into his house the whole time. Picture big people, right? Chaim Kanievsky, David Abuchatzera, big people, right? Mufursem betorosoy udulosoy kulam nishmoim loy. Everybody listens to what he says. Veish eno meiz lahamroy says piv. Nobody would dare contradict what he says, right? Everybody's like in awe of this person. This is vehine gam odol odom godol chazeh. Even such a great person, right? Veyiye godol kikol sheyiye, as great as he can be. Let's go back previous generations. The Chofetz Chaim. the Vilna Goyen, the Tanoim, the Amoroim, however great you want to get as a person, if he wants to build a house and to establish a family, the only way that he can build a house in the Torah values anyway is to marry a woman, to marry a wife. Okay? He's up there somewhere, right? He's reached levels, incredible levels. Getting close to Nevuah, the Nevi'im themselves, right? The only way that they could establish a family and build a house is if they got married. There was no other way to do it. And the nature of the house that they're going to build is going to depend a lot on the wife, because the wife, al tikri ishti elo beisi, right? The wife is the house. Whatever type of wife a person takes, that is going to set the tone for the house. The wife is the house. Husbands are out there, they're learning, they're working, whatever they're doing, the woman is the house. If the wife does her husband's will and she listens to him and she runs the house like he would like the house to be run, muta, then it's all very well, it's good. We're in good shape. The im lav, but if she decides, no, I'm going to run this house the way I want to run this house. There's no way for him to force his will onto it. So a person is very much stuck. I don't want to use that in a negative way. A person is very dependent. A person, when he establishes a house, is very much tolu in how his wife is going to run the house. That's the way it is. B'tchum zeh, rak ishtoy mesugeles la'azor loy. In this area, you can have as many shamoshim as you want, right? Gaboyim, whatever you want, right? But only the wife can run the house. A wife runs a house. Gaboyim can tell you who's coming in next and who's this and who's that, and they can create a circle around you that nobody can get near you, and they can answer your phones and whatever you want. But a house, to have children, to build a house, that's only the wife. Omnom. Loy achas asuyo ishel zu liyois pechuso mimenu baharbe. Very often, especially if the person is very great and has reached tremendous levels of tzidkus and chassidus and whatever it is. We'll talk about chassidus in the Siddur Sishorim terms. Oftentimes, the wife that he's going to marry is going to be on a much lower level than the husband. There's no choice. In order to build a house, he has to marry a wife. And he's not going to find a wife at his level. So he has to marry a wife, that whatever wife he can find, the best wife that he can find for him. Ukvar biaru chazal. Chazal already hinted at this concept. Nochi stargo, go down a level. Nosiv itso, and marry a wife. Nochu stargo v'sois ishtecho. Go down a level and marry a wife. Kach kaviyochol noag HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halavai, nowadays we should have this problem, right? Nowadays the women are, you know, they all educated, their Beis Yaakov built, you know, you sit at the table and the wife says, hey, I learned in the Shmuel Shabbos, you can't do this, you know, they're the Rebbetzins in the house. But I'm talking about a big person who's reached tremendous levels, gets married to a girl who's less than him. Usually he'll be at a higher level than her. Again, we all know where we're going with this marshal, right? We're trying to somehow understand the kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's eternal, and you know, in control of everything, somehow coming into a kesher nisuim with Klal Yisrael, trying to bring a marshal to connect that, right?
He has to drop a level.
Can't say that, though. Okay? You can't say he has to drop a level, but I'm saying the concept. V'kach muvo b'chazal. And so it says in Chazal, Om Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman b'shor shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam, nis'ave shetir lo diro b'tachtoini. Again, I'm translating it. There's no musag what this is talking about. at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he had a taiva, he wanted very much, he had a desire that he should have a biro batachtonim. He should have a place to dwell in the tachtonim, in the lower worlds. That's what it says. Lulei mikro shekosuv, had not said in Chazal, yi efshar hoya lo emro, you could never say such a thing. We know that this world is just a dimyon, it's a olam ha-dimyon, it's a olam ha- this is not the real world, the real world's going on up there. For us to say this statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a desire to have a dwelling place in this world, olam ha-tachtonim, we don't know what that means. But it says so in Chazal. So lulei mikro shekosu v'yef shahoya la'omra, we could never say such a thing on our own. But it said, azoy shteit in Chazal. Kaviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz lohokim bayis v'livnois loidiro bo'olam ha-tachtonim. It's kaviyochol, right? Remember the moshel we just said, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol wants to set up a house and have like a dira ba'olam ha-tachtoy. Whatever that means. L'shem kach hu kaviyochol tzorich isha. In order for that to happen, like we just said in the moshel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a wife. Without a wife, you can't set up a house. V'hinei. Again, we have to understand something here, okay? Shir HaShirim is way beyond me, for sure. You got, maybe have some understanding. I got no. Rav Teuber said he has no concept what it's about. So, we're just bringing this down level after level after level after level after level to some way that we can grasp the concept at our level, okay? Whatever it means, okay? I'm going to read it again, whatever it means. L'shem kach hu kaviyochol tzorich isha. He needs a wife. V'hinei, b'roiv tuvoi v'chazdoi bochar HaKadosh Baruch Hu bonu. B'roiv tuvoi v'chazdoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose as a wife, Klal Yisrael. B'kneses Yisrael, right? He chose Kneses Yisrael, Lios L'rayosa. He chose us, Kneses Yisrael, to be his wife. We are going to build that house of his down in this tachtoinim, the house that he desires to have it. Nodur yachad imoy, we're going to live together with him. Kederech sheish veisho dorim yachad, in the same way that a husband and a wife live together. Whatever that means. באופן זה נוכל להגיע למדרגס דבקות פקיר בו שאין כמויה בו.
He's gonna yell at us and nag us.
He does. We just have to listen. We have to listen. We're the what? We're the what? Make sure you don't nag and nag. באופן זה, in this incredible way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as his wife, Kaviyochol. Nuchal lahagia lemadregas deveikus vekirvo she'ein komoya ba'olam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as his wife, even though we're batachtoinim and he's ba'olyoinim, but he chose us as his partner, as his wife, we have the ability to reach incredible levels of kirvo and deveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because we're on the same level, but the same way as that moshel, that a huge tzaddik going oilom has to marry a wife in order to set up a home, and the husband and wife live together, they reach incredible voilu bosar echo, they unite as one. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Knesset Yisrael, and together they can get to incredible devekus and kirvo. It's a lifetime of work. Halavai, we should get to some level of it. But it's available. We'll see how. Nagia lemadregas hadveikus sheben ish leishtoi. We can get to the dveikus that a husband and wife could get to. Shehi madregus for hoyu lebotzerecho. That unity, that oneness that a husband and wife can get to, we have the ability to get to that unity, that oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nagia lemetzius achas mamash. Zehu Kesher Advekus Otsu Shezachinu Lo. That is the incredible Kesher Advekus Shezachinu Lo, that we were zoiche by being chosen as the wife Kaviyochol by Kodesh Baruch. Lahalon Nishtadel Levair Ma'at is Advorim Lefir Keno. That's just the concept. We're going to try, elaborate, explain it, how it works. B'talich ha'nisuin she'nerach b'tlal Yisrael metzuyim shloisha shlovim. In a marriage that happens in Klal Yisrael, a regular marriage, there are three stages in the marriage. As we know, Ashlav Orishan hu avort, the engagement, right? Haskom ha'shnei atzdodim li'inose ze lezeh v'lichroitz b'neim bris. First they agree, the proposal, right? You want to marry me? Yes. They agree? Yes. We want to live together. Acharei avort magi ha'shlav ha'erusin. Back in the Gemara's time, erusin was real aruso. Became, nowadays also, but nowadays we do it together. Erusin and kiddushin, we do it together. But back then, the shlav ha'erusin was a year before they got married. And then, acharei em bo shlav ha'chupo va'yichud. Ichud. Afterwards comes the shlav of the chupah and the yichud, which is the oneness. Medubar beichud amiti upnimi ben shnei chelke neshama. We're talking about when there's a marriage, when a husband and wife get married down here on this earth, we're talking about a real uniting of two parts of neshama. Again, medubar beichud amiti upnimi ben shnei chelke neshama. We know before the neshamas come down to this world, there was one neshama up there. Kadosh Baruch Hu separates the neshama into a male and a female that come down to this earth, and then he arranges it that they get married and they come together again. Yichud amiti upnimi ben shnei chelke neshama shenoyadu milchatchilo liyotz meuchadim, it's designated lechatchilo to become one again. Val yedea nisuim, through the nisuim, heim choizrim liyos neshama achas. Are people getting married down here on this earth? They get married. They unite those neshamas to become one again. Kifichi hoysa lemala ba'oitzer neshama, just like it was up there in the oitzer neshamas. I'm not going into this. This is not our subject. Every one of these stages that we just mentioned, the Vort, the Erusin, the Nisuin, there's the comparable, just like in a marriage, we have the three stages, so too in the relationship that developed between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, we have the same three stages. It's also hinting that Brocha Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yedei Chupa V'Kiddushin. We say the brocha at the chuppah, but it's also talking about our kesher. Mashmos advarimi gam shehashem mekadesh is amo yisrael veim hoivkim lara yosef, referring also to that kesher between Hashem. Got the next paragraph. We'll leave it. Bibrit ben absorim hakadosh baruch hu ishtadech kavi yochel im avraham avinu. The vort, right? That the chrisus be the original, what we call an engagement. Not really. It's not erusin. Is a different stage. In Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, erusin is the engagement. But what we talk about an erusin, that's talking about already the stage of a real connection. Kalishamo Yisrael Aliday. It's the stage of erusin which we do under the chuppah. So I don't want to confuse the terms. That's why I'm not saying engagement, because people say eros, get mixed up. Now we're talking about the agreement between husband and wife to get married. The vort, right? So bebrit ben absorim akadosh baruch hu yishtadech kav yochel mim avraham avinu. Shneim korsu bris zeh im zeh. They both made a bris, a covenant between each other. Avraham Avinu ishtabed mitzido laHashem. From Avraham Avinu's side, he committed himself to Hashem. Shehu abonav acharav yishtadlu b'kol koichom lehovi esabriyo leshlemusa. That they're going to dedicate their lives to bring the bria to Shlemus. Lema torazu hemuchonim lekayim eskol asher yevakesh mehem achosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to achieve that, they commit that they're going to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them to do. Hem lo yitshu eso emuno ve'akesher im achosan lo'ilam. They're not going to desert and leave that kesher with the chosan forever. That was what Avraham Avinu beBrit Menasorim, that was his commitment. Lamroish HaKashim, despite all the hardships, hem lo yachlifu v'lo yamiru be'el acher chat v'sholah. They're not going to ever switch him or change him. Even though they go through tremendous hard times, and we know what that means to them. What Klal Yisrael have been through, right? Spanish Inquisitions, Kalmaniki, right? Crusades, Holocaust, Hashem Yirachem. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoi yishtabed lekalos Knesset Yisrael. From his side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a commitment to Klal Yisrael. Ki lo yamirem, he will never switch Klal Yisrael for a different nation. V'lo yachlifem b'shum umah acheret, he won't swap them for any other nation. Heim yu am tzegulo, they're going to be his am tzegulo, his chosen nation. V'rak heim yizku lehovi yisa oylem letikuno, and only through Klal Yisrael can the world get to its tikkun. It's a big achrayus on us. People would understand what our tafkid is in this world, right? Not just when Rav Noach Weinberg used to talk about being a light to the nations. It wasn't some kind of a cute little thing, right? That's our job. That's our job in this world. Our job is to be a light to the nations, to bring the world to a tikkun. Heim tachli sabriya v'nezer tifarto lonetza. Klal Yisrael, us, we are the tachli sabriya. V'nezer tifarto lonetza. And the crown of its glory forever. It's an achrayus. That's us. We have to do something with it. Atka. Shkoyach. It's not too late.